You got the rock in your hand. You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J,
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you rock or nah? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers. Y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. With you cowboy hat, you might be the word. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the manual pajamas with the jump shot of who? I bet it's Kyle Korver. That would make sense, dude. But enough about apparel that will get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
Hello and welcome to the NBA 2K Shuffle. My name is Michael Barr, aka AJ Barr Swish, aka Jump Shot. Hey, Seuss, I've never taken a shot that I do not like, and with me today is the Baron of Blocks, Boards, and Bitches, because he gets his bitches while you get your stitches. Mac McDonald, how you living, player?
How you living yourself, sir? I'm doing well. Layup squad!
So what are we doing today? We are drafting an entire NBA league from scratch to see if our draft prowess is exciting enough to get us somewhere like a championship. I'm taking the Cavs.
Now,
you're taking whom?
I'm taking the Suns. We're both taking hometown squad. But what are we doing here? Are we picking for the future, or are we picking for 1 year, win or go home?
Win or go home, 1 year.
All right, sir. So keeping that in mind, we've got a draft about to start. We're going to take it to you live while we draft a little bit, just kind of hang out and see how the draft unfolds, and then let you know what happens. But are you ready, sir?
I'm ready. Well, do you know what pick you are?
I do know what pick I am. Do you know what pick you are?
I do know what pick I am.
You are pick
13.
I am pick 10. So we got middle of the round picks. We did not restart the league at all or do any BS to get certain picks. We just kind of, I set it up and then I invited you, and that's how we went about it. So
you couldn't pick the order if you wanted to, because, you know, 2K and options don't exist.
It's pretty accurate. First picks are going about as expected. LeBron, Westbrook, Harden, Durant, Kawhi. Curry falls to pick 6, but,
again, who is this Curry?
Fucked up Curry, light-skinned bitch, push-ass bitch, he ain't shit, he just a bitch, shooting up threes, can't take it to the hole cause he a bitch, and bitch on my dick, yeah, his daughter is ugly as fuck, and his son look like a mutt.
So what's your thought going into this? You looking to go with a certain position, or are you just going to take the, you know, the BAP?
I think you mean BPA, but...
No, best available player.
Yeah, best player available, same difference. I'm just taking best player available. I'm not going in with the strategy so much as I want to build a well-rounded team. It is currently my pick, and I have no idea what I'm going to do. I don't
You're
like
on the clock, huh?
This pick is kind of...
I know who you're going to
take. You're at the end of the start. So my options right now are Paul George, Isaiah Thomas, Jimmy Butler, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Lillard, Wall, Irving, Marcus Gasol, Towns, DeRozan, etc.
I can't see you not taking Giannis. Like, that's your dude. He can play multiple
positions.
Yeah, I
really want to take Giannis. I also really want to take Kyrie Irving. If we were playing in a real league with, not a real league, but a league where you and I were playing, I think I would take Giannis right now, potentially Irving.
Wall is in there, too. Wall, Lillard.
We're playing in a league where I want the best possible team, I'm going to take Paul George.
Interesting. You want a guy that is not clutch and cannot make last-second shots? Good on you, sir. Better for me.
Wings are hard to come by, especially the elite wings, as one of my friends likes to say, Elite wings. But shout out Top Chef. But I think Paul George, you know, is a good pick for where I was right there. Looking at the couple picks after that, we had Kyrie and Karl-Anthony Towns, and now you are up.
which made it easy here because I was going to take Kyrie or Giannis. I was going to take Giannis. Lengthy, going to get some work done. And I like to start this way because I feel like the small forward position goes thin very quickly in the NBA.
Is that you're such a jerk. It's literally exactly what I said. You ridiculed me for it.
I have no idea that you said that, nor did I know that I replied. So I told you how in tune I am. So, I'm very focused on the draft.
So you almost will listen to our own conversations, guys.
Which would be fantastic. So here we go. This is exactly what you said about small forward.
Wings are hard to come by, especially the elite wings.
Right here. I guess you were right. Oh, it's going to be a hot minute. So why don't you tell the folks at home a little bit about what you're thinking for your next pick while I go feed my cat. Thank you.
For those of you at home, he actually does have a cat, although I don't know if that's what he means. I don't even know. Anyway, we're going through the first round right now. It's almost over. Pretty typical picks. I mean, I think everyone expects, you know, all the superstars to go off. Bosch just got picked at pick 26. Obviously not playing in real life, but still on the roster in the game, and theoretically he is healthy, so he gets picked.
Mm-hmm.
My plan for the second round and beyond is really just best player available, seeing, you know, where it thins out and what I can do to make a smart pick. Moving into the second round, coming back around toward us.
So what are you thinking as far as your late round plans? What do you plan on doing late? Building out your bench? Or picking some
sleep? Yeah, definitely. Carmelo just got picked in the second round. Look how far he's fallen. But, I definitely am going to fill out my bench. And just I'm going to kind of play it by ear, you know. I want to go into this with a plan, but you kind of can't. You just have to see how it turns out. It's difficult to try to stick to a plan, especially with these 2K drafts.
I concur. I'm having some difficulty because, you know, just as thin as that small forward position, I kind of feel like centers that can get the job done on both sides of the ball are pretty limited. That being said, it's tough looking at the centers that are left, which are, at this point, Brooke Lopez, Horford, Howard, Miles Turner, Nick Vucevic, Jonas Valanciunas, Greg Monroe, and we'll just go to Steven Adams, Cantor, and Tristan Thompson. Now, I'm thinking about center, but what I really need to be thinking about is that I'm on the clock.
Yeah, I was going to say, you...
I need to see, is there... Oh, wow. Talk about their lack of a freaking point guard. Oof. Wow, this is abysmal. This is bad.
Jump shot?
Yeah, right? Assuming we're allowed to... Are we allowed to trade after this draft, or is that out the window?
Great answer. No trade.
All right, so I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to take Avery Bradley. Excellent defender, can score on that side of the ball. Him and Giannis probably will complement each other because they both have fairly easy names to say on one side and fairly difficult on the other. Yin-yang, NBA championship.
Championship. all available now for me. Brooke Lopez. Al Horford, Miles Turner, George Hill, Derrick Rose, Middleton, Schroeder, Rudy Gay. Probably going to take him because I like him. D'Angelo Russell, Valanciunas. Some good players out there. You know, I've got Paul George already. And we talk about how shallow the wings are. Once you get to a next level below the elite wings, the elite wings, you really have, you see a lot of wings at a similar level, whereas there's some other positions where you could go.
My favorite being teriyaki wings. But that's another show.
You know, because I didn't choose a player that I necessarily like the first go around, I'm not going to show some favoritism the second go around and pick Rudy Gay. I'm going to pick... Looking at the scarcity right now, I'm going to pick George Hill.
Wow. Well, yeah, you know, I was there, and I just, you know, George Hill's like,
yeah,
me. George Hill is like, we'll say it's like 10 o'clock at night. you go to your refrigerator, you're like, shit, I got nothing to drink. Like, that's, George Hill's like the pair of shoes you just slip on real quick so you can run to the gas station and get a drink. Like, it's not anything to be, like, glamorous about, but it gets the job done. That's George Hill to me.
Pretty much. He's an underrated player, especially in real life.
Well, what about fake life? Because that's what we're doing.
That is true, sir. I just thought he was the best player available at the time.
All right. Well,
barely the best player available. You know, he was, I think. But especially when considering scarcity, he was the way I needed to go. Other ways I looked were a center, such as Miles Turner or Al Horford or good old Brook Lopez. But I ultimately decided on George Hill.
Now, the team that had the first pick was the Trailblazers. They took LeBron James, followed by Serge Ibaka and Nick Vucevic. But could
LeBron was 21.
Right, but it's like, are they going to get a guard? I don't know. Who knows? That's what I'm kind of worried about now. Like, I just kind of punted on guards. I'm going to tell you, no one really is there that intrigues me. But when I look at the power forward position right now, I feel fairly confident that I can get somebody there that can do something really well. When I pick power forwards, even in leagues, I tend to go for a power forward that is really excellent at rebounding. You know, in my life's past, like DeJuan Blair, which is kind of free to crack, Carl Landry, if you will, those old school players. Nowadays, I'd probably look like Thomas Robinson or so, which means I probably won't have to go in right away, but again, this is 2K simulation, so what I said I might not do, what I do is not what I just said, so we'll see. What are you thinking? You're coming up quick here. Actually, you're on the clock.
I'm thinking either Jonas Valanciunas at the center, or I don't really know.
You might want to do yourself a favor.
I want to do myself a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it, because Derek Favors. No, I'm not going to pick Derek Favors. I'm thinking about Iguodala right here. Or
really?
James Johnson's a 79. That's kind of gross. But after all of that, I'm going to go ahead and pick Zach LaVine.
You go with Zach LaVine. And for some reason, I'm on the clock, which is good. Now, I would love to go Ricky Rubio here or Schroeder because that would be important. However, center position, oh, man, Tristan, Jonas is there. You know what, though? I mean, look, Ricky Rubio, tough. Let's look at some greens.
I already hate my team.
Which is typical when we draft, no matter what we do. Perimeter defense, it only has a B-. Jesus. What are my other options between Jeremy Lin?
Bro. You pick Eric Gordon, one of the three-point leaders this season. Lou Williams is there. You can do yourself a favor.
I took Tristan Thompson.
I looked at him. Yeah.
It's very important to me. I mean, I've got Giannis. I have a pretty lengthy team, which is good. Now, I also feel like defensively, I'm pretty set up now. So maybe, I mean, I'm going to have to go with some kind of sub-great point guard at this point now, but I'm pretty happy with my three players I have starting. So we'll go with that. Now, talk to me a little bit about your feelings now. Remind everybody who you have thus far and what you're looking to do next.
I've got Paul George and George Hill. George Hill's not a Pacer anymore, but I kind of view George Hill as a Pacer. He was there for a while with Paul George. And so I was thinking about another Pacer-ish player third, but didn't. I've got Zach LaVine. So I've got point guard, shooting guard, small forward. I think there are a couple centers that will be coming back around to me that I would feel comfortable with, and potentially another wing or point guard. It really just depends on who's available. But I want to fill out the roster evenly, especially for 2K Logic. Typically don't like to put players out of position. However, it did work for me in our Kings and Nets exhibition. I had Terrence Ross, technically a small forward on the game, playing shooting guard, and then, you know, just whatever. But
he was a shooting guard for a long time with the Raptors before they moved him to a three.
Oh yeah, no, I mean it's realistic, but
for sure.
You know, his listed position is not shooting guard on the game. I am looking at players such as Gortat or Plumlee. At the center position, potentially Willie Cauley-Stein, but likely Gortat or Plumlee.
When Cauley-Stein's money.
I'm looking at, I was going to say Stars, but he just got picked. Looking at my boy Ryan Anderson, who I love. And,
or how about 2K's favorite player to offer everybody in trade ever since they've had the ability, Taj Gibson?
Yeah. I would argue potentially that it was Paul Millsap, though. But, you know, also looking at Tyreke Evans potentially, just because, well, I've had him in both of our experiments with our leagues, and he just is, you know, that wing who can be a ball handler and such, like I mentioned in the previous episode where we did this, but he just got picked, so that's all for naught. That's the other rule of 2K, is if you mention a player, he gets picked. 2K is always listening. 2K is always listening. You are on the clock, sir.
Yes, I am, and I'm going to go with a theme here. I want to have the best rebounding team in basketball. At forward, I'm going to go with my boy Alvin Williams, who has A-plus rebounding, to pair up next to Tristan Thompson. Alvin Williams, welcome to the squad.
Not a bad pick. I'm kind of wishing I had done something similar as far as the rebounding is concerned. Now I'm up, so centers, and I'm considering Gortat, like I had mentioned. Let me look at his rebounding again. His rebounding's not fantastic, however, the defensive rebounding is good.
Well,
he does have hustle rebounder on silver, so he would be a player who to do that. He also has defensive stopper, and his rating suggests that he, 98 standing layup and such.
Well, let me throw this out to you. Dracula's out there one guy before you're Ryan Anderson, so that's something to think about, too.
He's actually one after Ryan Anderson for me. That's funny how they show different such. Dracula is Ersan Ilyasova, for those of you who were not aware. I'm going to go ahead and pick Martin Gortat. After much deliberation, decided that was the way I wanted to go with it.
Excellent choice, sir. So now, how many starter positions do you have left? One, correct?
Correct. I went ahead and went all different positions with my first four picks, so technically I just have one more starter to fill in. I'm also, however, looking at a point guard who can come off the bench and score, i.e. Collison, rather, or somebody like... I literally said Collison, and he got picked. But,
right.
You know, somebody like that. Clarkson is there as well. But the CPU is making a run on point guards, so we shall see. Buddy Hield just got picked as the first pick of the fifth round, and then Seth Curry in the second pick of the fifth round.
One day you're going to let me know who that is, man.
Bust up Curry, light skin bitch, push that bitch, he ain't shit, he just a bitch, she was shooting up threes, can't take it to the hole cause he a bitch, he's bitch on my dick, yeah, his daughter is ugly as fuck, and his son look like a mutt.
All these Curry people.
I'm just not going to engage you in that, like, ever.
I've asked like five shows. I still haven't got an answer. Cool.
I know. We're not going to play that game.
I just want to know. Listen, if you're at home, please tweet at us at NBA 2K Shuffle and let me know who this Curry person is.
Bust up Curry, light skin bitch.
So are you going to fill out your shooting guard spot, or are you going to take that backup point guard that probably, you know what, don't tell me, because they're going to take whoever you say. Although you're on the clock. What are you going to do?
I'm on the clock. So I am going to take whoever I say. I do already have a shooting guard in Zach LaVine. Looking at power forward, potentially.
Whoa.
I wanted to take Ryan Anderson, but he got taken, which makes me think I might end up punting there. We're going to see. I think I'm going to go ahead and take Reggie Jackson, I think. Yeah, you know, because the run's going to go on some point guards eventually. and I want a guy who can come off the bench and score for me. So I'm going to go with Reggie Jackson.
Excellent pick. He worked out for you last time. So I can't blame you there for going back to the Reggie Jackson. Well, oh boy.
Not to be confused with Mr. October.
Correct. So, thinking about, I need a playmaker here. And
D'Ron Williams is there.
Smith, McConnell, Rondo's there. My boy Clarkson's there, whose playmaking rating isn't that great. So, I'm going to hold off again, and I'm going to fill a backup role because this player, taking a little page out of your book, did so well for me. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to take Tyson Chandler to back up Tristan Thompson.
Before you do that.
Already did. Yes.
I'm not going to mention it then. I'm going to see if you realize.
Yeah, I hope he lasts. He probably won't, though. Ye is on the board also.
Who's that?
Ye is also on the board.
Yes. Yeah, I was looking at him. He's the top of my list. That would be Kyle Korver. Yay! But he's probably going to get taken by the time it comes all the way back around to us.
So looking
at it, and I need to fill another big man.
That's what she
obviously
said.
Skip to the power forward. I need to fill that power forward spot, which I skipped last time. I really just need to get another good big guy. If I were playing it, controlling the team, you know, I could wait, pick another big man, another center or something that I like, who I'm good with, who has a lower rating. But I need to go ahead and get a guy that can be that guy on a CPU-controlled team. I'm considering such players as Terrence Ross to go ahead and play the 3 and move Paul George down to the 4 and just play real small. I'm considering Mirotić and Thaddeus Young at the 4. I'm also considering looking at someone like Robin Lopez, even though I would never pick him specifically, as a center to move to the power forward. So we'll see how it works out. But
who had the very last pick in the draft so far? How is that team doing?
Let's take a look. The very last pick was the Thunder, and they picked Kevin Love and Joel Embiid. And then they also have Andre Iguodala, Eric Gordon, Jordan Clarkson, and Jeremy Lamb.
That is a team that was pretty strong. Yeah, not bad at all. Now, I just saw I think Robin Lopez may be off the board.
Yeah, I wouldn't have ever taken him. But.
Mm-hmm, what did you say? Let's see. What did you see here, though? Oh, boy. So, yeah, Jordan Clarkson is somebody I was hoping would last to me. And now I'm in a predicament because my boy J.R. Smith is gone. I waited too long to get him, which makes this pick easy. I'm taking my boy.
Patty Mills, y'all.
Just did. Took Patty Mills, who gets the start now. He did well backing up Kemba.
Look at me call out that pick.
There it is.
I am now up, and my choices are limited. I don't think I can play Paul George at the 4. I do need to get a player who can do that. I really, really don't know where I'm going to go here. I might go with Gorgui Dieng to play the 4. However, that's not a move I really want to make.
God dang it. I thought you might take him. Oh, man, there's a... Well, listeners are like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't really know. There's a power forward I think that you should take, but probably won't. He can also be referred to as a place to go to the bathroom when you may be at an event. Also is a type of pin.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I'm just not feeling it. If this guy has the good rebounding, I think he does.
3 seconds. Okay. 2, 1.
Last second pick, Kyle O'Quinn. I like Kyle O'Quinn. He's going to play the starting power forward for me. That should be interesting. Not sure how much I love it, but his rebounding numbers are good. And that's what I needed.
I agree. And as we're coming back around here, it's up there that I'm feeling a little bit of, not nostalgia, because I just can't think of the right word, but I need to find a player that can come off the bench and score pretty well. At that position in particular, I don't know, nor do I care. I just need to find somebody that I think can do a decent job. Just kind of looking around, a couple players, I don't know if that is Jordan or Jamal Crawford. Maybe. One of those. So you got Danny Green, Norman Powell, Alan Crabb. I mean, just looking at shooting guards here. Monte Ellis, how the mighty it's Jordan.
Yeah.
Roberson, you want to go defense at your shooting guard. That's not a bad pickup right there.
Although I can't stand Roberson.
Well,
I like his defense. I like his effort. But I cannot stand someone who cannot make a layup, cannot make a dunk, cannot make a three-point shot, cannot do anything. He can't make a free throw. He kills the Thunder with some of that. As for as much value as he provides on defense, his offense is just atrocious. I'm going to go ahead and take Terrence Ross right here. I like Terrence Ross. I like the pick for where we are. This would be the 10th pick of the 7th round. Some options I had were Yogi Ferrell, TJ McConnell, Kilpatrick, Norman Powell, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, Tabo Cephalosha, Kent Bazemore, just to get you an idea of where we were.
So I'll tell you the mistake I almost made. Looking for a playmaker, highest rated playmaker on the board is TJ McConnell. His 3-point rating is an F, wouldn't work for me in real life. So this is kind of, oh my God, I can't take what they called their own. Oh boy.
Take Mario Chalmers.
Marco Huertas.
Why are you so far down the list?
I am sorting by playmaking ability right now. Fuck it. You know what? We're going to go take a shooting guard. Check and shoot threes. Hence the name, shooting guard. Oh, well, that's my boy. But I'm going to go, keeping with the lengthiness of my team, and take Alan Crabb as a backup shooting guard.
Not a bad pick.
Yeah, I'll take him. Take him. Boy, oh boy. So, just looking at your team right now, do you make the playoffs?
It's tough, man. I think having Paul George helps a lot. But I don't know. Based on ratings, I would say I have a good chance. George Hill at an 82 and Levine at an 80. You know, I've got three players above an 80. I've got Gortat at a 78. Reggie Jackson on the bench at a 76. I think I've got a good lineup. You know, I may even start Reggie Jackson, bring George Hill off the bench. We'll see. But I like where my team is. After the first three picks, I didn't so much, but I like it a bit more now. The struggle is I'm really not content with the power forward and what I did there, but for where I ended up, Kyle Quinn's not terrible. I do like him and think he was a good pick where it was, but theoretically I would have picked some bigs a little bit earlier. How about you? What are you thinking?
Anything less than the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Wow.
I've got rebounding. I've got defense. I've got lengthy players. I mean, if Patty Mills can just be average, I think we're going to be okay. I really, really do. Plus, I don't have to deal with LeBron in my conference, which is nice.
I didn't even take a look at any of that.
I just know that Portland had the first pick, and that's what they took. So, kind of crazy. But should look at point guards right now because
LeBron first to the Trailblazers, Westbrook to the Nets, Harden to the Pacers. You got to deal with Westbrook and Harden. I've got Durant, so I've got LeBron Durant. You've got Kawhi and Curry. I've got Anthony Davis. You've got Chris Paul. I've got Cousins. You've got Kyrie. I've got Towns. Overall, aside from LeBron, I like the competition in the West a little bit better as far as a little bit more open.
Yes, that is true. Wow. How do you say that name? Jeez, oh man.
Mario Chalmers just got taken, as did Intado We Trust. You are on the clock, sir.
Yes. Well, I'm going to go with a backup point guard that I tend to draft. You're also a big fan of his. I'm going to go with Aaron Brooks. That's my backup point guard. And at this point, I don't know if anybody else is going to get minutes. So I don't really know if I care who I draft the rest of the way. I mean, I'm obviously going to take my time and all that kind of shit. But,
wow.
Going to need a backup wing for sure. Going to need another backup power forward. But looking at my team, you know, I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good.
Speaking of backup bigs, I'm going to go with Andrew Bogut right here.
Good night, Mike.
Tony Parker ended up on the Spurs.
Big shock there. Shout out to Greg Popovich. You know who you are.
So is Dave West, who was on the Spurs last year. And Danny Green ended up on the Spurs as well. That's interesting.
Why don't you take a look at our Lakers and why don't you make your pick, our Lakers and Knicks teams that we first tried to rebuild and see if they might be on a decent collision course for being better.
Lakers ended up with Drummond and DeRozan and Schroeder and MKG and Taj Gibson as their starting lineup.
Not bad. Corey
Joseph, Norm Powell, and Thabo, and Thabo we trust. So Lakers doing pretty well. Kyrie Irving, Caldwell Pope, Winslow, Randall, Dwight Howard, Scalabissier, Yee, and Bazemore are the Knicks players. I would say the Knicks team does not even make the playoffs. I would also
probably
say
not.
The Kings team does not make the playoffs because they are starting Andre Miller at point guard. Typical
Yikes.
Kings and Knicks picks. I'm up again. And
that is what she said.
Looking at my team, I need a shooting guard or another power forward to round out my backups.
You know what? Big fan of Jonathan Simmons myself. I think he's going to be something. I don't know if I would take him now, but he's first up on the shooting guard list for me. Etwan Moore, who we've talked about in the past.
Yeah,
Ben McLemore.
I may end up taking Simmons. I was also looking at Robertson, despite all the negative things I just said about him.
Troy Daniels.
If this were us playing, I would be picking Sean Livingston right now. I'm good with Livingston, but and he could play off the ball for me. But Reggie Jackson, I already have a backup point guard, so not going to take him. I'm going to take Jared Dudley right here. That's my backup power forward.
You know, it's pretty surprising. We haven't taken any Bulls players who have just ripped through both of our challenges so far, which is funny.
Yeah.
And look how life comes full circle as I take Thomas Robinson, which is great. If I'm not the best rebounding team in the league, then they aren't working hard and not earning their money. That being said, to give you a little rundown of what I got so far. Starting lineup is Patty Mills, Avery Bradley, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Elvin Williams, Tristan Thompson. Off the bench, we have Tyson Chandler, Aaron Brooks, Alan Crabb, and Thomas Robinson, which means I need a backup small forward. Looking at the list right now, it's not too great. We have Quincy Pondexter, Matt Barnes, Wazul Butler, Chandler, I used to be good, Parsons, P.J. Tucker, Ken Anderson, Karan Butler, Jeff Green, Al-Farouq Aminu, what the hell did he do, and Amir Caspi, as the list goes on and on. Dylan McDermott is one of the names as I'm scrolling down that I might be interested in. Usually at this time, I'd take somebody like C.J. Miles. I'm sure he's long gone. And it's very, very, I might, you know, if he lasts in me, I'll probably take Matt Barnes, to be honest. He's a veteran. He, you know, he's played a lot of basketball and can somewhat play perimeter defense with a C-plus now and a B-minus three-pointer. He's the kind of guy that you want to come out and maybe give you a good solid 2 to 2.5 minutes a game. What are you looking at, Max?
So, as you mentioned, Matt Barnes, it reminds me of a statistic I just saw, or a fact, or whatever you want to call it, but the last, in real life, the last 33 NBA championships, or championship teams, I should say, have featured a teammate of Shaquille O'Neal. So, that reminded me because it will happen again this year, because of LeBron and Matt Barnes on the Warriors side. So it'll be 34. But anyway, what I'm thinking is just continuing to fill out my roster as needed and just make a balanced team, get some guys that can play some, you know, minor minutes. While we're making the last few picks here, let's just talk about a little bit. You know, it seems like we both go for, you know, as we try to make a team that's going to make the playoffs, we've both been trying to make a balanced team. You know, a team that has a couple playmakers maybe, some bench scoring, some rebounding, some defense are all some things that you've heard us say as we've been making these picks. I think we both have a similar, blueprint overall. You know, like I was saying, I don't really have a plan, but, you know, overall, we want to make balanced teams, and I think that's probably the way to win.
Yeah, definitely. I was able to get Matt Barnes as Max is on the clock now. I agree. Thing is, what they have with balanced teams is you can be over-the-top scoring and just – I mean, it goes without saying that defense wins championships, but you also do need scoring. And I feel like you have to have two pretty good defenders and two pretty good scorers on each side of the ball. And then your role players have to be good in areas that may consist of both, such as rebounding, you know. So that, like I said, that's part of my goal going into this whole thing, having those rebounders. And Max has about 55 seconds left on the clock. What are you looking at?
I picked Iman Shumpert. I wanted to pick a player that could fill that shooting guard role, that backup shooting guard role for me, who probably had some good player tendencies and such. I looked at Robertson, but, you know, decided I just couldn't live with that even in virtual world. Aaron Aflalo was another guy I looked at, Trey Daniels, but decided Shumpert and his tendencies and his defense and such. I also looked at McLemore, but like I said, Shumpert's the way I went.
Up some tags.
You know, we're making our last couple picks here. Nothing really jumping out at us anymore. I've completed two full sets of lineups, basically a full starting unit and a full bench mob unit. I'm pretty done. I mean, we're going to make our last few picks, but I don't think I have anybody else that really needs to play that much for me. I'm going to go 10 deep, which is pretty deep. And I think I've got a good team.
Well, that's good. Do you think you're going to make the conference finals?
I think I'm going to win the whole thing. Screw it. We're going to have confidence.
All right.
Well, incidentally, I have a 78, 77, 76, 5, 4, 3, 2 rated players. I'm up again. And as I'm up again, I decide that I'm going to take – interesting. I'm going to take the rookie out of UNLV, Patrick McCaw.
Who also peacocks based on noises he makes from time to time. Very, very interesting. All right, so I'm looking at this, and I see a couple of people I might be mildly interested in. I'm going to go ahead and take Langston Galloway. Big fan of his. Hope he can find himself a home in real life where he gets a little bit more minutes in life, and it's not bad to have a player that can both play the point and the shooting guard, which means, you know, now I also have drafted my starters on my bench mob, and he kind of is an extension of that. But, you know, these last two picks coming up for me, I couldn't care less about who I take because I'm probably not going to see the floor. But that being said,
we'll have some fun.
Yep, we got Zips are still out there. Like you mentioned, the Bulls before, even though now they're a completely different team because they've drafted, let's take a look at the Bulls because they seem to do well in these simulations. Mike Conley, Deion Waiters, Covington, Thad Young, Hassan Whiteside, Kyle Korver, Thiago Splitter, Richard Jefferson, Feltman, Kuzminskas. I think they've got a decent squad. They've got Conley and Whiteside and Kyle Korver off the bench. Yay!
Yay, indeed. Which makes everything fantastic. Now, we, of course, said that the team that had the first pick, which was the Trail Blazers, have a decent team, probably going to make the playoffs. And we also said, you know what, OKC's team, who had the last pick, doesn't look too bad. Now, we've often said in these type of scenarios and situations when we draft, we'd like to draft either right at the beginning or right at the end. And we were kind of middle-ish here. Now, if this was real life, and if you could pick where you're going to pick, and let's just say you couldn't pick the first three spots, where would you want to be?
Four.
All right.
You want to be in real life, star power matters, and you would want to have the highest pick possible. You would want to, because for a couple of reasons. One, you want to pick the best player, but at pick one, you're maybe not going to pick LeBron because he's older. Maybe at first pick, you're going to go with, I just dropped my phone.
For those of you that don't know him, he plays in Greece. I want to drop my phone, did play at the College of Syracuse, and has a lot of hops. So I dropped my phone at the number four pick, if you could pick, would be who you take. Now, is he at all related to I drop my quarter?
No, they have similar sounding names, but they are not in any way related.
Potato.
You would want to pick
potato.
You know, theoretically at number one, you would pick LeBron, but you maybe wouldn't because he's older, like I said. You would maybe even go with Karl Anthony Towns or somebody like that, Giannis. You know, my pick would personally be Giannis because I think he still has even more room to grow and all of that. You know, there's a lot of people who would pick Kyrie. I think Steph would still be a great pick because he's still only 28 or so, and, you know, he's still got another 7 years or something. You know, you could pick a guy like Durant, and he's still only like 29 or so, 30 maybe, I'm not quite sure. But he's still got, you know, a bunch of more years. You could still take that, but you could also go super young. It would just give you the freedom to do what you want, take who you could take. And, you know, in the NBA, especially if you're spreading the talent around like a draft like this would do, you want the best player possible because the best players win more games. I mean, it really, in the NBA, there's only five players on the floor at once, so the best players have a bigger impact than in sports such as baseball or football or soccer or any of the other ones. As we wrap up the draft here, I'm going to take Alexis Ajinsa because that's my dude. And then we each have one more pick. Who is your token pick?
I don't know. We're going to have to see here. I would take LeBron with the first pick only because I think he makes the players around him better. I think you have to worry about chemistry. If I was to take a player such as, I don't know, like a Westbrook or a Durant, you know, those players play individually well, but I don't want them to leave. And, you know, especially Durant. But, I mean, I would try to pick players to get along well together. I wouldn't take James Harden. I don't like players that keep the ball too much. Now, that's not saying Westbrook does, obviously, triple-doubles. You know, he gets his stats. And let's be honest, if I was picking 2, 3, 4, or 5, I'd take Westbrook most likely. But at the end of the day, if I had the first pick, I'd take LeBron. As for where I'd like to pick, I'd just like to pick in the top 10. Anywhere in the top 10 would be fine with me. I think you'd come out good any way that you might want to shape it up. Now, picking my last pick here, if you sort by overall best, you got Cole Aldridge and Lucas Nogueira, Ed Davis, Mitch McGarry. These are all centers, ironically, all the best available players left. Well, what's the one position that's not a center in best available players? Nope, I was looking at centers. Scratch that. It's Aldridge, Shabazz Napier. Interesting. Omri Caspi is probably who I'm going to take. He can shoot. And you're probably going to take him because Citadel.
Just see if you took him.
Of course.
Of course.
I went with Shabazz Napier because I like him a lot. And whatever. That's what I wanted to take. We got the last user pick right now. And then we
have no idea who this is, but they're the best perimeter defense. D-Dot Nwaba. 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 I don't know how to say you. I just picked you. So that's interesting.
Yeah. He's a Laker. He came on near the end of the season and was playing great for them. I think he started for them actually a lot. Boy. Now we've both finished our teams, and then we will make our lineups and our coaching. Why can't I think of what I want to say?
Minutes per player.
Yeah, but our coaching strategy is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
And word retrieval problems. Yay. Calcore, yay. But we'll do our coaching strategy and see how this all turns out.
So as we wait for the simulation to finish, well, we said we would make the playoffs. We said Portland. We said OKC. Do the Bulls make the playoffs just because they always do?
Yeah, and I thought their team was decent, too, with two solid starters, two top-notch guys in Conley and Hassan Whiteside. So the simulation is done. How do you think we did, first of all?
I think we definitely made the playoffs. I don't know. I like both of our teams. I'm hoping that we both won at least 50 games. That would be a success for me.
So I saw the simulation was almost done, and I was the first seed in the West, and I was happy. I finished, though, as the third seed in the West. So I did make the playoffs, and I was the third seed. I won exactly 50 games. I went 50-32.
Well done, sir.
as the Phoenix Suns. Cleveland Cavaliers, however, dun-dun-dun, won 53 games, number one seed in the East.
All right. Boy, Eastern Conference or bust sounds good so far. Who else made the playoffs?
The Trailblazers, like we thought, were the first seed in the West. Of course, though, because LeBron. The Thunder ended up being the sixth seed. The Bulls ended up being the second seed. So they did do well.
And they're playing the Nets, right? Because I think they're turning this on. That's crazy. And in looking at this, you see almost the exact same team. What, Washington, the 76ers, Boston.
Yeah, very similar. Pistons made it. 76ers made it. Pacers made it. That's a little bit different from last time in the West. Pelicans, Mavericks. Lakers made the playoffs, dude, in the eighth seed. We didn't think either one of them, especially I didn't like the Lakers team, but they made it.
Yeah, I think that was the team with Kyrie, right?
No, the team with Kyrie. Oh, yes, it was.
I think you're thinking the Knicks.
Or maybe it was the Knicks. So the simulation is over. I will go through the results, unless you already see them.
I do not.
The Trailblazers with LeBron lose in the first round to the 8th seed Lakers. The Nuggets win. Since nobody knows the rosters anyway, we're just going to go through this pretty quick. I win my first round series. The 2 seed, the Pelicans, win their first round series. So 5-8 and 2-3. You win your first round series 4-1. And the 4 seed Pistons, the 2 seed Bulls, obviously, and Wizards. The Cavaliers, you win your second round series to get to the conference finals. Yes. So you made your goal. Bulls end up losing to the Wizards. So it's 1-3 there. Lakers, as the 8 seed, win again, get to the conference finals. And Suns lose to the 2 seed Pelicans. So I lost in the second round.
Damn.
Lakers, Pelicans, 8-2. Guess who wins that? Lakers win that. 8
fucking
seed.
Fucking Kyrie, man. Kyrie's a
go to the finals. I was thinking about taking him anyway. And then the Cavaliers win their conference final.
Yeah. Let's go.
4-2. And then, unfortunately, the Lakers as the 8th seed.
Kyrie.
All short in 7 games to the Cleveland Cavaliers to win the championship.
All right.
So, you won the championship. You got the 1st seed and you won the championship. So, I would say that doubly commit, you know, because anything can happen in the playoffs. The 8th seed Lakers made it. But you were the 1 seed and you won the championship. So
how many games ago?
7. That's the way.
Oh,
7 games. Greek Freak looked to be the MVP there.
I'll take it. I will take it. Let's go, Giannis.
We'll take a look real quick at just some stats. You know, actually, we were wrong after we said all that. I liked the Lakers team a lot. The team that we didn't like with Kyrie was the Knicks.
The
team that the Lakers had was the team that I thought was really good in DeRozan. And they had DeRozan and Drummond and Schroeder and Taj Gibson and MKG and all that. That was that team that we went through. But looking at some stats real quick. George Hill led my team with 21 points a game. I'm sorry, Paul George led my team. George Hill was 2nd at 16. Levine, 14.3. Reggie Jackson coming off the bench, 4th in scoring for me. Nobody on my team had great assists. George Hill only 5.6 a game. Gortat averaged 11.4 rebounds a game, and O'Quinn averaged 10 a game. So I did decently rebounding. Otherwise, didn't look too great. You as the Cavaliers had Giannis averaged 25 a game. You did something with your touch settings these past couple ones that led your star to score a lot for you, which is good and smart. He averaged 8.7 rebounds a game and 9.2 assists a game, as well as 2.4 steals a game and 2 blocks a game. He had a monster season for you. Patty Mills was your 2nd leading scorer, and then Avery Bradley, and then Alvin Williams. Patty Mills averaged a double-double, 17 and 10. So you said he needed to play average for you to do well, and he did.
How'd the rebounds kick out?
You had Alan Williams average a double-double at 13.4 and 10.9, and then Tristan Thompson fell just short at 9.5 a game and 10.4 rebounds a game. So you also did pretty well there. Thomas Robinson kicked in 5.5 a game. Tyson Chandler kicked in another 5 a game. Looks like your rebounding numbers were off the charts. Let's take a look at the team stats and see if that is reflected in the team stats over here. Rebounds per game. Yep, you led the league by 3 rebound margin over 2nd place.
Let's
in rebounds
go.
A game. Meanwhile,
yeah,
my rebounds
paid
were
off.
Middle of the pack. I was near the exact bottom of assists per game, while you were 1st in assists per game.
Looking at the team
you
record,
also led the league in points per game.
I'll take that too.
And
interesting. I had there was a bunch of us tied with the 2nd best record in the league after the playoffs. But the Pelicans, the team that eliminated you, they don't appear on paper to be very good. I don't know. Did you take a look at that team?
No, I didn't. Let me take a look. Rudy Gobert, CJ McCollum. They don't look very good at all. Rudy Gobert, CJ McCollum, Jeremy Lin, Kenneth Reed, JJ Barea, CJ Miles, Kelly Olynyk, Wayne Ellington, Willie Reed, Josh Richardson, I forgot about him, DJ Tucker, Jeremy Grant, and Andrew Harrison. Whatever, man. Well, to sum up this, real quick, let's take a look at the award winners, see if either of us had any award winners.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Giannis won MVP. I figured he had to with those numbers. So you had the MVP. Joel Embiid won Rookie of the Year, shocker. Nicholas Batum, 6th man of the year. Hassan Whiteside, defensive player for the Bulls. Shocker. Again, he wins. Most improved player, Patty Mills. You won another one there.
Sure.
All NBA first team, Giannis. All NBA second team, neither. All NBA third team, neither. All defensive teams, you had Giannis on the 2nd team. I didn't have anything anywhere. And you had Tyronn Lue win Coach of the Year. So, in summation, you took this experimenting around with it. I'd be lying if I said that I didn't think I would do better. But yeah, I think I did well enough, got the third seed, got into the second round, you know, proved that at least I'm decent. But you went ahead and won the dang thing, man.
Well, hell, picking 11th and 13th, and in fact making it pretty far as we did, and I'll tell you, man, having a strategy of what you wanted to be good at going into the draft definitely helped, because the rebounds were it, and I was concerned not having a great or a superstar point guard, but getting Patty Mills, a guy who knows how to dish the rock, kind of paid off. So I'm happy with that, and damn. Oh, also, coincidentally, if you're interested in hiring me as a GM for your NBA franchise, hit me up at NBA 2K Shuffle at Twitter. This has been a very fun experiment. I don't know if we're going to do any more of these. Do you want to do any more of these? How would we, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I think we'll address it as it comes along.
Definitely. We will do that for sure.
We'll probably go back to some more general game tips, my player strategy, my team, maybe get a little bit into that sometime. Badge talk. If you guys ever have any badge questions, you know, want to know some specifics on how game mechanics work, anything like that, hit us up on Twitter at 2K. What is our Twitter handle, Mike?
NBA 2K Shuffle.
And it's, what is it again?
NBA 2K Shuffle.
One more time?
NBA 2K Shuffle.
Just, you know, getting the repetition out there in people's heads. I do believe, unless I'm mistaken, that we still have a promotion going on.
We do, depending on when this one comes out. But it's easy to tell. If you are one of the first 15 people to follow us on Twitter and also review us on iTunes, go ahead and take a screenshot of your iTunes review and send us the mail via Twitter, you can be two of the first 15 people to win NBA 2K18 for free from us. Super easy to do. Your odds are fantastic. And you will get Max's autograph. And he will grind out one my player of your choice for you free of charge. And Max, you're a great guy for doing that. Just want to say, man, that's a lot of effort and dedication, but you do like our listeners.
I do like our listeners. That is something we had not discussed prior. That is something you just made up right now that I totally did not commit to. However, I'll honor it. If whoever gets my copy of the game, I'll do that for you. If you feel like you want to give me your information and all that, maybe I will grant out a player for you because I'm good at that. So, hey, I guess just by asking, you get.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to be the NBA 2K Shuffle podcast champion this time around. I am excellent at putting teams together. And what can I say? A ring is a ring. So hug your mom, tip your waitresses. Till next time, we'll catch you on the NBA 2K Shuffle.
I'm out this bitch.